Day 91 or April the 1st. Please don't add anything. Our thoughts today are from 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given him by his father David, except that he offered sacrifices and burned incense on the high places. Now the big picture of this verse. The first book of Kings is dominated by King Solomon, but only until halfway through. After that, the kingdom splits and there are lots of kings with lots of names. Solomon had a significant rival for the throne in the person of one of his older brothers born to David when he ruled in Hebron. With the help of his mother Bathsheba and the fact that he was the favourite son from the favourite wife, Solomon finally acceded to the throne on the death of David. Solomon's rule was quickly established, but then he went off the rails by assembling a vast army of horses and chariots, the very thing he was warned not to do in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 16. Now today's action step. One of the reasons I wouldn't make a good sculptor or painter in oils is that I always want just one more touch before it's finished. The skill is knowing when you have the perfect result and leaving it alone, not adding anything else. Solomon had the same problem, only he had the power and authority to add so much more. He asked God for wisdom and got it. He also received untold riches as a bonus. Then he started adding things. We read that very early in his reign, he walked according to the teachings of his father David. But that wasn't enough for Solomon. He also followed the pagan practices of the day by offering sacrifices on the high places. He didn't stop there. He became increasingly independent of God. As believers, we need to remind ourselves that our salvation requires no additions. If you are trusting in God plus whatever, we need to delete the whatever, and then we are totally secure, whatever life throws at us.